Clever, very clever. You see what they've done there? The group So Percussion? Working with the fiddler and composer and founder of the Princeton Laptop Orchestra, Dan Truman, they make you think that they're playing along to some old recording of Norwegian fiddle music. In fact, that's Dan Truman, who is a modern master of the old Norwegian Hardanger fiddle, in addition to playing laptops and teaching music at Princeton University and being a fine composer. This is from the collaborative album called Neither Anvil Nor Pulley. Features Dan Truman and So Percussion. And this piece is called the Hangdog Springer. Springer is a kind of Norwegian dance, a slow dance. And it gets us started on an edition of New Sounds that will feature a number of works, all of which have at least some kind of traditional folk music element at work. So, for example, in a little while we'll hear a Nordic band called Afengen, which promotes what they call bastard ethno music, taking whatever they need from other parts of the world and their own. And we'll hear another piece from Dan Truman and So Percussion as well. Hope you'll stay with us. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us for this edition of New Sounds. Once this bit of fake Norwegian music from Dan Truman finishes, we'll hear from Ale Møller and the Bohuslän Big Band. Ale Møller plays traditional things like the seljeflute, which is a Norwegian willow bark flute, and saxophone and medieval instruments. And we'll hear a piece called Poste Restante from Ale Møller. And then we'll wrap up the set with another Nordic band, a sort of Nordic klezmer folk band from Denmark called Afengen. And they term their musical style Bastard Ethno. It's also the name of this 2009 record. And from it, we'll hear a piece called Perky Pearl. Yes, it is. But first, this music from Ale Møller and the Bohuslän Big Band. Fengen, based in Denmark. The name means intoxication, and they are drunk on the sounds of world music, lots of different styles of it. That piece is called Perky Pearl from this Danish klezmer folk quintet and their 2009 record called Bastard Ethno, which is also how they describe this style of world music that they do. Before that, Ale Møller, veteran Norwegian musician, multi-instrumentalist, plays saxes, clarinets, medieval crumb horns, the seljeflöte, which is the willow bark flute of Norway, has even invented a Norwegian form of bagpipe. And on this record, he performs with the Bohuslän Big Band, a big jazz band, with Poster Restante, the name of that track. We're listening on this edition of the New Sounds podcast to some works that use the sounds of traditional folk music, either directly or as a source of inspiration. Still to come, Norwegian music featuring the South African thumb piano and traditional Americana folk fiddling in a work for string quartet by Christine Southworth. Stay with us. You're listening to the New Sounds podcast. Just a quick reminder that, sadly, not all of our New Sound shows make it to the big time as podcasts, but you can keep up with other shows that don't reach the podcast stage at our website, newsounds.org. This is New Sounds podcast number 3477, a show bringing together the sounds of folk music and traditional instruments from Norway, sub-Saharan Africa, the American folk fiddle, jazz, electronica, and Western concert music. That last bit of music and this next work are both by Nathan Davis. His Simple Songs of Birth and Return features the thumb piano, an African instrument played here by Doug Perkins. We'll hear a piece called A Tale Begun. We'll follow that with Carl Seglem, one of a couple of Norwegians on the program. From his album Ossicles, we'll hear a song called Morblaw, which is not only weird to say, but an unusual combination of instruments. Seglem is a sax player, but you'll hear the thumb piano in this piece as well. Right after we hear Nathan Davis's A Tale Begun, played by Doug Perkins. Thank you. Norwegian music featuring the South African thumb piano, the Mbira. Carl Seglem is the sax player and composer. This is from his album Ossicles. The song is called Morblå and again features a winning combination of acoustics, some electronics, and that thumb piano in there as well. Before that, Nathan Davis and a short work composed for thumb piano, played by Doug Perkins. From Nathan Davis's Simple Songs of Birth and Return, we heard A Tale Begun. In a moment, music with the folk fiddle from both the Norwegian and American traditions, and a bit more music for the thumb piano. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to the New Sounds Podcast. New Sounds does indulge in some of the social media out there. You can follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, or follow us via the Symbol app, where we are WNYC_NewSounds. We are currently not cool enough for Snapchat or Instagram, and we're pretty sure that you don't need another photo of my infamous desk anyway. In the background, we're listening to just a little bit of music for string quartet, electronics, and shakuhachi, the traditional Japanese wooden flute. The piece is by Kojiro Umezaki, and it's called Cycles, What Falls Must Rise, and it was commissioned by the string quartet known as Brooklyn Rider. That's music from Brooklyn Rider, a work written for and featuring the shakuhachi player Kojiro Umezaki. It's called Cycles, and we heard What Falls Must Rise. Why don't we go back to the album we started with, Dan Truman and So Percussion, their record called Neither Anvil Nor Pulley, and another one of these pieces that sort of simulates the sound of an old recording of Norwegian folk fiddling. It is Dan Truman, whom we've heard playing the Hardanger fiddle on New Sounds in the past. He is also a professor of music at Princeton and a founder of the Princeton Laptop Orchestra, or PLORC. So a guy with many divergent musical interests. But this album with So Percussion is full of interesting sounds. This one is called A Cow Call, Please, Oh Please Come Home.
Thank you.
That's a really nice piece of music from Dan Truman with So Percussion, A Cow Call, subtitled Please, Oh Please Come Home. That's a nice way to call a cow. From the album Neither Pulley Nor Anvil by Dan Truman and So Percussion, featuring Dan Truman playing the Norwegian Hardingfele, or Hardanger fiddle, and So Percussion playing, at times it seems, everything except percussion. They take a very broad view of what a modern percussion ensemble does. Up next on this edition of the podcast is Christine Southworth, a Massachusetts-based composer. We've heard a number of her works that incorporate acoustic and electric instruments with more unusual sounds, like the sounds of electricity generators, Tesla coils, and things like that. But this piece is a string quartet written for the Calder Quartet, and it's called Honey Flyers. Now, maybe it's just the fact that we've heard all these other works on the program tonight that have the sounds of folk music and especially folk fiddling. I'm pretty sure that a lot of the violin work in Honey Flyers refers to traditional Americana. I mean, there's an obvious influence of American minimalism, and especially towards the end of this piece, a bit of rock and roll, too. But there's something else going on here that's a bit older and a bit rootsier. So let's hear the Calder Quartet playing Movement 1 of Honey Flyers, a string quartet by Christine Southworth. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Calder Quartet, performing some music from Christine Southworth. That's movement one of a three-movement string quartet called Honey Flyers. And as I mentioned, I hear the sounds of traditional American fiddling in there. How about you? We've been listening on this edition of New Sounds to music that has echoes or actual quotes of folk music or music made with traditional instruments. And we'll depart with some more music that uses the thumb piano, this time from South America. Here's music from Gabby Kerpel to conclude this New Sounds podcast. From the Argentine composer and musician Gabby Kerpel, a song called Toritos from his record Carnabailito, which uses plenty of other instruments from South America and samples from anywhere, like that thumb piano. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of the New Sounds podcast, music with folk roots this time around. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for listening.